putting on it, sir. Before we get started, now what is your name, sir?
My name is Daniel DeVoe.
Okay, so who is
Mr. Pinkney?
Who? Okay, now the Honorable Ms. Dale Redhouse is going to conduct your hearing, so if you can hold on, the next voice you will hear will be that of the Honorable Ms. Dale Redhouse, sir. So she'll be right with you.
Mr. DeVoe?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
My name is Daniel DeVoe. Number is 308818.
Okay, thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing. You signed a form. Do you remember signing that, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on that form there's a list of your hearing rights, and one of those is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself in this hearing?
I'll be representing myself.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look at the video screen, to your right, at the far end is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. And on my other side is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room, and you'll see him, there he is now, the Honorable Mr. Turner from Department of Corrections. He is, he will represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Gravel and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God and do you so affirm. Mr. Gravel?
Yes.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Gravel, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, so I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I'll need you to tell me whether it's true or false. So we'll start phase one of the hearing. Mr. Gravel, the allegation is that you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residence at Reborn Assistance. At 2546 West Orangewood in Phoenix on November 9th, 2018, as verbally directed on November 19th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Gravel, is that true or false?
That is true.
That's true? Okay, sir, thank you. Based on Mr. Gravel's admission, then I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed Dr. Ray, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Gravel, we're moving to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked, sir. But before we do, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some background information. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back with you in just a moment. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Gravel was released from ABC custody on 11-9-2018 and arrested on 1-25-2019 by the Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ABC custody on 1-25-2019 with an adjusted CACD of 6-29-2019 with 77 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, trafficking in stolen property, 3 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4-4. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Peckerwood from Southern California. He has no prior terms on supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2000, burglary, first degree, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2004, forgery, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2004, theft, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2004, theft, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2007, parole violation, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2008, damage to property, private, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2008, domestic violence, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2008, domestic violence, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2010, trespass, force, or violence, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2010, trespass, force, or violence, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2012, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapors, combo, California, misdemeanor, conviction, probation. 2015, receiving stolen vehicle, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2015, unlawful use of means of transportation, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2015, stolen property, California, felony conviction, state prison. He has a GB score of G7, V7.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. So, back to you, Mr. Gerbeau. So you were released until the house at Reborn, so, but you didn't go there, so what happened?
I went back to, I got extradited California to Arizona. They told me when I took time in Arizona to check in with parole there. When I need me out here about this, I went to California. And then they told me that so I came back to Arizona and I didn't check in.
So the ninth, instead of going to Reborn, you went back to California because you thought you had to check in over there. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, but then when did you come back? How long did you stay over there?
It took me like 2 weeks to get the money to come back.
Okay. Now, but you didn't let your parole officer hear and know you were leaving?
No, I did not.
Had you been on parole before?
In California.
Okay. All right. So you weren't around at all then. Where did you stay when you came back?
On 10th Avenue in Phoenix, where the homeless shelter.
Oh, okay. It was like Cass or one of those?
Yeah.
Okay.
Marcus Kitchen.
Okay. Were you, I see you were responsible to submit drug tests, but you left. Were you using drugs?
No.
No?
No.
Do you have a drug problem? Had you had a drug problem before?
I've had a history of a drug problem, but I do not use drugs. I'm actually trying to do good. That's why I went out there.
Okay. How long have you been clean from drugs?
2015 when I got arrested.
Oh, well, that's good. So that's looking up anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to see if my fellow board members have questions for you. Anybody have a question? Okay, Mr. Gerbeau, we're coming toward the end of your hearing. I want to give you the opportunity, though, to make a final statement. Is there anything else you thought of you'd want the board to know? Okay, sir. The board is going to go into discussion in a moment, and we do a discussion in public in Arizona. So just stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be right back with you in a moment.
Yeah.
Thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Gerbeau has a complicated situation, probably, by the fact that he thought he was on parole, had to check in California. So left Arizona, but unfortunately he didn't contact his parole officer here. So I am not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision at this time, but I would listen to any thoughts of fellow board members.
I agree.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion then based on information on warrant 2018W3302, a conversation with Mr. Gerbeau, information from Mr. Turner. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Gerbeau was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse, excuse me, into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 77 days, during which time he left the state and, you know, intentionally not, he was trying to take care of an obligation in California, but he did leave the state and did not contact his parole officer here.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second to Mr. Johnson, agreed, Dr. Ray, Mr. Neal, Mr. Kinnunen. Okay, Mr. Gobeau, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. We just, when they, you know, he was gone for 77 days and don't contact your parole officer, it's just hard to justify returning you to community supervision. So, sir, we're showing you with a release date of June 29th. And at that point, you'll be out. You won't have a parole officer to worry about. Your obligation to Arizona criminal justice will be paid. And we hope to not see you back in Orange. We wouldn't mind seeing you in Arizona, but just not in Orange. Okay, sir? Thank you very much. Thanks for being so respectful. And just lay the phone down and let the CO3 know that you're finished. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.